This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، اليوم الخامس من شهر ذو القعدة 1445 الموافق ل 14 من شهر مايو 2024، نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين. أسأل الله ذلك فينا وفيما نتعلمه، وأن يغفر لنا زلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So last week we read the first hadith and the last hadith under the new chapter, which is about ما يقوله من دعي إلى طعام فتبعه غيره. What should a person say who is invited to a feast food, but fortunately somebody decided to follow him, and that second person is not invited by the Sahib al-Walima. So when you reach the house of that person, what should you tell the host? And Abi Mas'ud al-Badri قال دعا رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لطعام صنعه له خمسة فتبعهم رجل فلما بلغ الباب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا تبعنا فإن شئت تأذن له وإن شئت رجع. قال بلى آذن له يا رسول الله. أبو مسعود الأنصاري he said I remember a time when a man amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited him to the food that he made for him. He made food specifically for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he invited together with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam four more people. You know, khamisa khamsati, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is number five. So that's meant altogether with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, five people he invited. But the food was made for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he increased the quantity and he invited other people also to come and join. طوبَى لِهَؤُلَاء. قَالَ فَتَبِعَهُمْ رَجُلٌ فَتَبِعَهُمْ رَجُلٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the house, but then when he was going, a man amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to go with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell him no, you're not invited. So he went with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, when they reached the house, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so and so and so person that you see with us, he followed us. I know the permission and the invitation is for me and for those four, but this one joined us. He says, if you wish, you can let him go in. If not, he should go back. Yeah, because it is not made for him. You know. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, it's up to you as the host to let him come in or to ask him to go back. SubhanAllah, it's a very good sunnah, because sometimes the person makes a food which is only enough for a few people. And in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he can make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase the quantity of the food, like what happened in the time of the Ghazwatu al-Khandaq, where around 1,000 or 1,005 people, they were there with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they ate that food which Jabir made for only two, three people with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا ببركة دعوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua and Allah increased the barakah, it was enough for everyone. However, in our time, it is not like that. Allah can do it, but what we know is that this is happening with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. So it is good when a person is invited to a feast and somebody followed him, you know, you should tell that person. You know, in our time also it's much easier, right? Because you can call him and tell him, so-and-so person is willing to follow me. Would you like to let him come? If he says yes, then alhamdulillah, fa bihi wa ni'mat. If he says no, that person shouldn't get annoyed. He should accept the declining of that person and go back and not to follow them. So qala fatabi'ahum rajulun. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the man, he says, this person followed us. If you wish, you can let him come in. If not, then he should go back. So this is the reason why Imam An-Nawawi brought this hadith under this chapter. What would you say to the person who invited you to a feast, but somebody followed you? Somebody followed. Then you should tell him that this person followed me, and it's up to you to let him in. If you say no, then he will be going back. قال باب الأكل مما يليه ووعظه وتعذيبه من يسيء أكله. This is a new chapter that will talk about eating, you know, encouragement of the Sharia that everyone should eat from that which is next to him. If you're eating food, you should start with that which is in front of you. Don't go and eat from the middle or in front of others. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used that opportunity to remind somebody upon the virtues and or etiquette of eating, how to eat. And also it teaches us, you know, the importance of giving tarbiyah to the younger ones. Not to wait for them until they reach the old age and then we start commanding them. That would be very difficult for them to handle. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Murru abna'akum bis-salati li-sab'in." Right? Command your children to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they reach 7 years. When they reach 10 years and they don't pray, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You can beat them after that." But subhanAllah, look at the manhaj al-Nabawi, al-Rabbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you to start teaching them on how to pray and also command them to pray when they reach 7 years. How many prayers we have between 7 years and 10, between 7 to 10 years? A lot of prayers, right? More than 1,000 prayers. But subhanAllah, by then he become familiar with the prayer. In the future, it will be very easy for him to listen to the command. And trust me, if you start doing it, inshallah, you will not need to beat your child. Because he will be doing it automatically, you know. 1,000 prayers is not little, you know. The first one he's lazy, second one he's lazy. And don't fight the kids when you tell them to pray. Don't fight, you know. Don't beat. Don't do anything. Just keep recommending. And you can start actually, you know, introducing them to the prayer even before that. Age of 7. But you're supposed to command him. The command should start is a wajib upon you to command. When your child reaches 7 years, you must command him to pray. You must command him to pray. Yeah, you command him to pray. If you don't, you get sick. But you have to command him because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked you to command. So you can see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended that we should start giving the tarbiyah from the younger age, not to wait for them to reach the big age, you know, maturity, and then we start commanding them. It will be very difficult for them to comply. وَتَعْدِيبِهِ وَوَعْضِهِ مَنْ يُسِئُ فِي أَكْلِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, there was a time he saw a younger boy eating, but he is not eating properly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam educated him, and he reminded him and he advised him to eat properly. And this is Umar ibn Abi Salama, a young boy at that time, you know, but now he's narrated the hadith, you know, become mature. And he was young when that happened. He narrated the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ was once reminded him to do the right thing when he was eating. This is a very good message to us, because nowadays we have big negligence. If somebody sees you, you know, commanding your child to do the right thing, training your children to behave well, some people found it very strange. Why? Let them have the freedom to do whatever they want. So he's familiar with the wrongdoing, and then after a few years, I'm going to tell him this is wrong, this is right. But the question that will be going around his brain is, why did he let me do it for ages? He never told me this is wrong. And subhanAllah, you might not live with him. Yeah, you put him into trouble, because it is not easy for him to be convinced by others. You, if you tell him, he will listen. But if others are to tell him, he might not listen to you. So Umar ibn Abi Salama said, كنت غلاما عليه السلام وكانت فتي فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا غلام سم الله وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك. He says, I was a young boy. You remember Umm Salama, right? When she married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she lost her husband Abu Salama, and she remembered the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you lost